Senator Trent Lott of Mississippi has returned to the Republican leadership in the Senate. 4 years ago, he was pushed out of his spot as majority leader because he made racially insensitive comments at a birthday party for Strom Thurmond. Today, he was elected the minority whip in the Senate, the party's number two post. The secret vote was as close as it could possibly be, 25-24. Commentator Jonah Goldberg is contributing editor at the National Review. He is not happy to see Senator Lott once again taking such a prominent place in the Republican Party.
While the Bush administration proceeds to invigorate itself with retreads from his father's White House, who among us doesn't miss the vibrancy of the first Bush presidency? The Senate GOP made an intriguing choice for its own makeover as the minority party. After years of wallowing in their own crapulence, spending money like a pimp with a week to live, seeming too cozy with the perks of power, too aloof, too clubby, not to mention too white, too southern, and too out of touch with the concerns of the mainstream, the GOP was thrown out of office by voters acting like panicked passengers in a sinking lifeboat. Proving that it lost none of the ninja-like dexterity that got it where it is today, the GOP responded with traditional elephantine grace. It called back Trent Lott from his Elba on the Mississippi to be its number two man in the Senate. Lott, you'll recall, lost his job as Senate Majority Leader in 2002 when he quipped that America would be better off if Dixiecrat segregationist candidate Strom Thurmond had been elected president in 1948. Even presumptive allies, such as the magazine I call home, National Review, refused to come to Lott's defense. This was in part because we had already called for Lott's ouster as early as 1998, and his gaffe hardly seemed like a good reason to suddenly come to the man's defense. In fairness, few of us believed that Lott's remarks were intentionally racist or insensitive. Rather, they simply represented the true Trent Lott, a country club Paul who thinks the world is his cloakroom, and his job is to transfer as much of the national fisc to his home state as possible. Also, fairness requires that we admit Lott may be an outstanding whip. He's detail-oriented, collegial, and has that old-world gentility that belies his stint as a cheerleader at Ole Miss. And we should remember that Lott's downfall was largely orchestrated by a White House whose, quote, compassionate conservatism was often code for, we're not racist, unlike those other Republicans. In a sense, the rehabilitation of the helmet-haired, bourbon-sipping icon of the Southern ascendancy in the GOP is in many ways a feel-good story of redemption in American politics, proving, much as his Senate colleague Joe Lieberman has, that even political death sentences can be revised and extended, as the senators like to say. It's a nice story for Trent Lott, but it's hard to see how it's going to have a happy ending for the GOP.
Jonah Goldberg is a contributing editor at the National Review.